is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight.
Hey everybody, it's October 29th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 235. Adam, favorite scary movie, go!
I knew you were going to say something like this, you motherfucker.
What do you mean? I just thought of it right now.
Ugh.
I was like, we did like trick-or-treating stuff, we did other stuff, but now it's fucking, we did costumes I think one year, now it's, one of your favorites, what's one of your favorite scary movies? It doesn't have to be the favorite, but one of your favorite movies.
I'm not really much of a scary movie person.
Neither am I. I don't like them.
But, if I had to go favorite scary movie, it would have to be old school Creature from Black Lagoon.
I can't even remember the last, if I saw it when, like it was probably so long ago.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
Interesting. Okay. I think you've said that before too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've probably said like, I don't think that's a scary movie. And Adam's like, oh, it's scary. There's a creature that's black swimming around and there's a bunch of white ladies. And Adam's like, it's scary.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Good job. Dave, too.
Trump campaign video.
No, that's not a fucking movie. How dare you?
Scared the shit out of me.
I don't watch them.
Man, what a bunch of pussies.
Right? I just don't watch them.
Okay, keep thinking. Keep thinking. Dave, what are your favorite scary movies?
Favorite, I think I really like. Well, I like horror movies. I think it gives me some visceral thing that I don't get it.
It's called sometimes. It's called pleasure. You get pleasure after seeing people get injured. I know it's okay.
Right. Right.
You like the one where they cut up that horse into the, like...
Ooh, that was the cell. The cell.
Yeah. Fuck that movie, dude. That movie's dumb.
That's his fan's favorite movie, yeah.
I like The Descent a lot. The one where all the girls go down into the cave systems.
Oh, God, no. That one sucks.
Because, like, yes. Because that is one thing, like, I feel legitimately, like, makes me uncomfortable is getting stuck. And, like, that in the fact that they crawl into things and you're just like, ah. And they're like... Well, I can get in there, and you see them just like arching their back and squeezing through really tight places, and I just like, I don't think I would really do that because it's like, why would you do that? And they like, if you got stuck, you're fucking stuck.
Yeah, there was a. I read a story once recently, actually. I think it might have been a Reddit or something where a guy was doing. He was in a deep cave, and he was basically doing that, and he got stuck, and they couldn't get him out, and he just. Like, I think part of the rocks fell on him, too. But they could get to him, but they couldn't get him out. So he just slowly died. Like, they couldn't do anything for him. And they just talked to him as he died. And they're like, God damn it. That's terrible.
Right.
Okay. And, like, go ahead.
That's the one where there's the monsters. Okay, like, are underground. Yeah. Right. And you see them really early. Like, if you pay attention, you see them. Like, they're in the cave for, like, 30 seconds. And you see them. But you're not really looking for them yet. But they're there 30 seconds after they get in, and you're like there, and they're always there, and they're always there. And it's that one where all of a sudden that girl goes buck wild with like the fucking with the whatever the climbing thing, and it's just murdering. I'm just like, okay,
pitons. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. No, not pitons, ice axes.
Yeah.
Why you would have an ice axe in the middle of a fucking?
It doesn't matter. It looks fucking cool.
It looked cool, but it's not the right season.
Right.
All right, Dave, two, you had one. What'd you get?
The Ring. That freaked me out.
Oh, I didn't mean, well, you can take it however you want, but for me, favorite is one that I'll watch again, not one that I was super scared of because I'll never watch that one again. So there's certain ones I don't watch again. But you're right, that is a very scary movie. I'd agree with you.
Yeah. What about you?
And mine is Cabin in the Woods, because it's less scary. It's scary, but it's more kind of psychological stuff going on, which is fun. Right. And yeah, then the ending's awesome, so... Yeah.
I still have not watched that one.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It's great.
We only had like 3 years. Yeah. We bring it up every year, and you're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah. But if it's like, I guess if it's considered a horror movie, it kind of, it's like the one I've watched the most, it's probably Jaws. I watch Jaws every single year, at least one time a year.
I do not. I watch Jaws never.
It is a 4th of July thing around this house that we'll always watch it on 4th of July because. 4th of July movie.
That's Independence Day.
We're not bound by one movie.
You're bound by one movie in the fall and summer. You can watch Twister, and on 4th of July you can watch Independence Day.
No, I can watch it Independence Day. I watch on Independence Day, which is great. But
Twister is always in April for Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Let's be honest, Twister's every month. Whenever it's on, it's on.
Yeah. Like,
okay,
that's one of the movies that we can always go to. It's all like, hey, let's watch Twister. It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. No one's watched it.
It's true.
I think my second backup movie would have been Nightmare Before Christmas, because it's both a Christmas and a Halloween movie.
That's so, one I think I actively avoided. I don't know if I've ever seen that.
But there's Thanksgiving land. There's all the lands, Adam. They actually make reference to all the holidays.
Easter land or whatever. Right. That's true.
Easter land, is that where there's zombies everywhere? You gotta outrun the zombies?
Yeah. Yes.
It may be.
Or you have to fight for ham. Is that what you gotta do?
Oh, seriously. If I have to fight for ham, I'm gonna hurt somebody.
All right, cool. Just thought I would. I always should mention Ryan and Mickey aren't here. They might show up. Who knows? Maybe we'll be done. Doesn't really matter. What's going on in the world besides that? Besides them not being here and movies and stuff?
Tonight is the Mandalorian Eve.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Have you fucking caught up?
Have
you watched them all?
I did not rewatch them all. Did not.
The boys and I have been preparing. They are looking forward to tomorrow night watching that.
Really?
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. It's also this is our last podcast before the possible end of the world. We didn't think about that, huh? Like, if the world ends, if all the nukes drop on November 4th, then, yeah, that's life.
Nice knowing you, right?
Yeah, I guess
put a lot of effort in showing up.
It's our last one. He's like, you guys don't need me for the last one. It's fine.
He was playing Minecraft like an hour ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you guys see the video that Kevin Smith kind of retweeted, where it's Captain America's speech from Endgame put over a video of Trump?
No. Captain America's speech? Which one?
Yeah, from Endgame. The one like 5 years ago we lost.
Oh.
Yep.
No, I did not. I'll watch it though sometime.
Yeah, but you gotta keep going.
When you get to the end, when it switches over,
I'm saying because that's
Hope and Biden.
Yeah, because that's just two things that I don't put together: is Captain America and Trump. Like those are far ends of the spectrum for
polar opposites.
Yeah, truth and honesty and never giving up on people and throw whoever you want under the bus and say whatever you want as long as it gets you money and power.
Yeah. Oh man, but Moon Knight. So,
yes,
Moon Knight is a Marvel superhero who gets his powers from Khonshu, an Egyptian god. Or he could be mentally unstable.
Yeah.
It's like, where do you get your powers from? God. Did you talk to yourself a lot? Oh, yeah, cool. I talked to him, and I talked to multiple personalities that I may or may not have. And yes, that is the newest Marvel/Disney+ series that is going to be out with Oscar Isaacs, who is trying to go for what would be the EGOT is the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the Tony. What is the sci-fi version of the EGOT of playing someone in Dune, someone in Star Wars, someone in the Marvel Universe, and I don't know what the next one would be to create the sci-fi, you know, multi-generational, he's going across the board. He's like, I like sci-fi and fantasy movies. They're great.
Yeah, you need to throw in, like, a fucking sword and sorcery one in there in order to fill it out. I don't know which one, but something big.
Right. Right. Like,
if Game of Thrones was still around, you know. They...
Right. Whatever, like if he made an appearance in, like, some Lord of the Rings stuff, some fantasy show or something, all of a sudden he's like, I'm here.
Wasn't he Apocalypse?
He was Apocalypse, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
He was. But, okay, so
yes.
Was that a that's Fox picture? That's a Fox property, though, right?
Yes, that's a Fox Marvel stuff.
that doesn't count. It's mostly Fox, yeah.
But yeah, so that's super cool, like, and I feel like they may have had this stuff rolling for months and months and months without us knowing, but like ever since they had that big announcement of like Disney's like, yeah, we should really triple down on the streaming stuff, all of a sudden there's like, oh yeah, by the way, we're gonna do this other show and this one too and this one. Might not have a lot of movies coming out for a little while. Are you guys cool? Here's some stuff that might satiate you for a few years.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because Marvel's at a place where it seems like they are they don't have it all together. Like, you know, the first phases, they're like, all right, everything is it was a nice campaign, all written out beforehand and all came together.
Right.
Now it feels like it's not, but I'm guessing it already is. And then it just feels, which is kind of a cool place to be. So.
Well, and all the Defender series, they start reverting back to Disney.
Yes. Yep.
Like right now, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I think Daredevil already back, or is they?
Daredevil is the first one back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Maggie, and welcome. Like, we're talking about Marvel stuff.
Oh shit!
Hello.
You notice Mickey?
We're talking about Marvel stuff.
I know. What are the odds? And we're talking about Moon Knight. What's your impression of Moon Knight?
Moon Knight. I don't know what a Moon Knight is.
He's like the white Batman.
I just need to know when you're going to start talking about Mandalorian and more Star Wars stuff.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, we missed it. Past that.
Mickey doesn't know things about Star Wars.
But I'm glad I'm glad you put that on because remind me to talk about that in the future. So yeah, Marvel. are they technically in a phase now, or they just be like, whatever, we know, we're kind of doing whatever we want. We're in the TV phase.
There's no phase right now, but WandaVision would be phase 4 start because Spider-Man Far From Home was technically end phase 3. Yes, in phase 3.
Yeah.
They started filming Spider-Man 3. That started this week.
Right.
Yep. And I think The Legend of Shang-Chi just
finished.
They just filming. So phase 4 is coming. It's just a matter of when are the theaters going to be ready for it.
Right.
Yeah, I really want fucking my Defenders, who are already my Defenders in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because the Netflix Defenders, it's going to be tough to have a different Daredevil. He does a good man murder, right? You know what I mean?
So, do you think? Like, I would keep Daredevil. Jessica Jones, probably.
Heck yeah.
Rest? I can kind of get rid of the rest.
I like my Luke Cage. I like my
Luke
Cage.
You do not like Luke Cage?
No, like, I do...
I think you could recast him.
I don't need him, and I want Iron Fist to be a fucking guy who knows how to Iron Fist.
We could all probably agree Danny Rand could be recast, right?
It should be somebody that knows martial arts. At least
a little bit. You don't want your fucking Daredevil, who looked like he trained a lot and like fights really, really well, and then Danny Rand to be going just like and you're like, no, fuck, come on. You're supposed to be the greatest martial artist on the planet. And then you're getting guys who you know have trained in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, guys who have been like, hey, we've been training for 6 months, and then the coronavirus happened, and they're like, yeah, we have an extra 4 months to continue training to get better and better. It's like, if you that's your job. Oh, yeah, we already going to pay you to be in this movie about martial artists, and now you have 10 unstoppable months to just train every day to get better and better and better at fighting. You're going to be amazing looking.
kicking ass.
I know what that's like. I have a hard time with that.
But, with Iron Fist, you know, they knew who they had and who they chose for Danny Rand, not being a martial artist background guy with more of an acting background, so they went and hired, you know, his sidekick, his partner in crime and or in heroism.
Kato?
Who actually... Kato. Yeah, his girlfriend. Yeah, she actually knew martial arts. She came from a fighting background. She outshined the guy. It's like, what do you do putting her next to him?
Yeah, I feel like
they went... Just highlighting how bad he is.
I feel like they went the acting route because that character is so emotive. Like, you know, he feels like a man. Like, he feels like a true man. And because, in other words, he's whining way too much. So stop whining.
Whining.
Yeah.
Whining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well... So what was that all based on? That was based on Moon Knight, and the Larry. Okay. Batman Light. It's cool.
What's a Moon Knight?
Batman Light, but he is so freaking crazy. I think that's what is kind of fun.
Right. Which, okay, Moon Knight, they could the retrofit it whatever they want. They could do it. It's like, okay, so my grand beginning of my grand theory of because they changed of why they put WandaVision before is like she is going to break open the universe enough to let all the weird shit in, like Mephisto, and they can make Khonshu a fucking demon. I don't care. It's like they could bring in all the weird ass shit, and then they could get, now we got a backdoor, like now we got the reason why all this shit is happening, you know. Because they could keep his basic origin story. It's like, oh, cool, he's a mercenary guy who did this, found a temple, you know, spirit of, you know, Khonshu, and, you know, embodied him, and now he's like, ah, I'm going to blah, blah, blah. But why did Khonshu get released? Cool, it was because Wanda broke the universe open, like the barrier between the supernatural and the natural.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they're moving towards. It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see how much of the storyline they follow for if they kind of use a little bit of House of M kind of stuff. Like, will there be anybody that remembers that? You know, it'd be kind of interesting to see what they
do. Right, yep. If there's going to be someone who remembers it, it's Doctor Strange going to remember it.
That's true. What were you going to say, Dave, too?
No,
well,
it was
just
Mickey.
Saying,
no, it was Dave.
No,
I was going to just say the delay also maybe open it makes it a little bit easier to fold in the mutants by getting Wanda to break open the universe.
Yeah.
Now that they have
more
time,
yeah.
You know, they can figure that out and drop something in, and who knows where Agatha the Witch fits in and you know what she ends up messing up with too, because she was known to mess with quite a few things. She was also the first caretaker of the Fantastic Four kids, so again, more just this whole WandaVision series could just, it really will open up the floodgates for him.
I'm looking forward to it.
I mean,
I've only
the money gates.
When is
this year?
When's WandaVision coming out right now? What's their
current they said before the end of the year.
Yeah, so
I think they're gonna do an Endgame thing. Endgame came out Christmas Day. I wouldn't be surprised if it came out Christmas Day.
I think as soon as The Mandalorian's done.
When's the last time they talked about where it's going to be released? It's streaming only, right?
Yeah, Disney Plus.
It's Disney?
Yeah, it's show. It's a weekly show, right? Disney Plus?
Yep.
A weekly show.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting. That'd be fun because it'd be one that I kind of want to watch week to week and see what's happening and talk about it and move along. It'd be kind of cool.
Did that bring... Do you all plan on starting Mandalorian tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Yep.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yes. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like that Adam says that.
And then he goes right to bed.
Like, everyone's going to watch Mandalorian. And Adam's going to be like, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is too early. I got to get up.
He'll be watching that at 2 in the afternoon.
He talks a big game. That's what I know.
He does talk a big game. But, yes, I plan on watching it tomorrow. I already told everyone. I was like, hey, I got to watch the show tomorrow. And they're like, what time are you going to watch it? And I'm like, I haven't determined what time I'm going to watch it yet, but I'm going to need some quiet time. Or I can watch my show.
Five minutes after you put Griffin to bed.
Friday's, though. He stays up later. I don't know. He stays up way later on Fridays.
Does he watch? Does he also watch The Mandalorian? Does Griff watch The Mandalorian?
He likes. Like, he's watched. We've watched Star Wars enough, but he's not set through The Mandalorian just because he just hasn't. And I said, should watch the first. You should watch it first. But I don't think it'll mean as much to him. Like, it's good, but I don't know. Like, but I don't know if it's, like, good enough. Like, because it's really. It's slow if you watch it from a kid's point of view.
Yeah. A spaghetti western is not meant. Not that kid draw.
Right. Oh.
The boys are all about Baby Yoda. That's all they do. Oh, there he is.
And you say, that's not Baby Yoda.
You're right.
It's a child. Because for Baby Yoda to be, that would have to be Yoda. And plus you go, hey, kids, he's 50 years old. He's been dogging this shit the whole time. He ain't baby.
He's actually just a senior citizen that's just going along for the ride.
He's just all like, whatever. He could talk the whole time. He's actually got a smoker's cough. He's like, thanks for keeping me around, Mando. I'm excited for it.
I think it's probably like a reincarnated Buddha type of creature.
Me too.
That
seems like what the Force would do, right? The Force would be like the midichlorians would all congeal into one individual, then death, and then congeal again. Yeah, definitely.
I could see it.
Do you have any weird ideas for what's going to happen, or have you even thought about that? I think about that stuff all the time.
Were they talking about Ahsoka coming into this, or
she has been cast and she is
Well, okay, there's rumors about Ahsoka. There's rumors about an unnamed Jedi.
I got it.
You got
Obi-Wan has been
That's who I think he's gonna show up. Like just for a fucking like might I think he might be like the end of the last episode. Well, and Obi-Wan.
What's the actor's name again?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. He actually had an interview and he was talking about how, you know, he was kind of hanging around on set and he walked into a trailer and they're like, "Hey, you want to play a prank?" And they pulled out his actual robes from Star Wars and he put them on and was walking around set in his robes. So I think we might see him.
Yeah, that sounds like a way a story to throw us off the track. No, he was just on set, man. We just took out his ropes so he could blow a prank. Yeah, he's not in the show.
Don't worry about it.
What's the actor who plays the Mandalorian?
Ewan McGregor.
Pascal?
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. You know. But did anybody hear or read about any of the rumors of Pedro having problems on set and not enjoying his role as
supposedly
Mandalorian?
He left the show.
At some point, supposedly left for some episodes, and that's where I think the rumors are starting to come in, where they brought in more cameos, like Ewan McGregor, after he pulled off set for a little bit.
I mean, do you need him? Just put a guy in a fucking. You don't need. You need Darth Vader. You didn't need Earl Jones Jr. Whatever his name is.
You can easily replicate the voice.
Yeah, you don't need him.
The supposed grievance was that he wanted his mask off for a scene.
I completely understand that. As an actor, you don't want your only role. Like, who played Darth Vader? Who was under the mask? I don't fucking know. Who is? If it wasn't C-3PO...
James Earl Jones.
If C-3PO wasn't such a flaming awesome guy, nobody would know who was in C-3PO.
Right. David Prowse. Because remember when you'd see his accent, he'd be like... Hey, I'm doing this. I am Darth Vader. And you're like, oh, wow. No wonder they redubbed that guy.
Yeah. But it doesn't surprise me an actor would want to be like, I want people to know who I am for future roles.
I want to be seen.
Yeah.
I know.
But
who knows? Rumors and rumors.
That helmet you're wearing, Mickey, Steam is having a Halloween sale, and Squadrons is on sale for 25% off if anybody wants to pick it up for future use.
Man, fuck that game.
Whoa. I already play Squadrons. I could smoke all of you.
Okay.
Do you play with the helmet on?
I don't, but I play PS4, though.
What is that?
So, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
You can still play with the helmet.
If you don't do it with the helmet off, if you do it with the helmet off, you're wrong. You just got to wear it every time.
All right. The next time I'm in, I'm on. Or next time I'm playing, I'll have it on.
Yeah.
Suppose I should have. I don't even think about it. I keep this as more of a, something just to be seen more than worn around my house generally. It's not the super comfortable helmet.
Doesn't
that
matter.
I've always dreamed of.
It's the principle. You just wear it around your house.
Yes, you're supposed to just wear it.
I play with my lightsaber more than I play with my helmet.
I play
That's
with my lightsaber
too. There, Mickey.
Well, it was total innuendo. You know, I'm talking about my penis.
Yeah, right. Yes, we know. Thank you.
We all were.
Oh, we understood the reference.
Oh, got it. I thought you were confused.
You don't put the helmet on while you play with your lightsaber.
No, not when I fly. Right. Only when I play with my penis. The lightsaber.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, the lightsaber.
The and the helmet for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's got the yellow lens, so it really helps with focusing in on the screen.
You use that so you wouldn't splash yourself in the eye by accident.
And he's old. It doesn't get that high anymore.
I was just going to go with, I don't know why you would mind that.
Oh, I know why.
Why do you prevent that? Why do you prevent that?
Steam is going crazy on me. Fuck Steam. Should not be this hard. Okay, not mad.
Is Chris gonna break up his computer again? It's gonna start disconnecting.
It's fucking annoying when it runs in the background for some reason. Like, I want to run this video in the background. Like, why? Why are you running a video in the background?
All right. Playing on Steam real quick about Squadrons, does that cross compatible with PS4?
No, they won't let you. It's too easy to beat PS4 people, so they said, no, it's too easy to beat them. Don't let them play.
So my boy, Jess, disagrees, thinks that we can do it on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, you can if you're not. But the thing is, if you play on PS4, you're probably pretty terrible. So compared to PC players, so it's like, why even play? I mean,
mouse
you just,
and keyboard, baby.
It's yeah. You don't want them on your team. You don't want to play against them because it's just too easy.
It's not a real advantage to play on the PS4.
No, it's a super disadvantage.
Is it? Is it for real?
Yeah, mouse and keyboard is always a disadvantage.
I'll find out. I've not tried it before.
Well, the other time
I assume right now I'm only playing on servers with other PS4s right now.
Hopefully, otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be very much fun. Yeah, because like my kid on a keyboard and mouse could probably beat you on a PS4. I mean, he's not very good, but it's a keyboard and mouse compared to a PS4. Hey, when did that PS5 come out? It's coming out pretty soon, right?
12th, November 12th.
Oh, that's seriously like a week. Wow, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're starting to release their unboxing videos now, and the thing's a beast. It is almost like a tower, like a PC tower.
Well, yeah, they're just becoming computers. We're just made sure that the graphics card and everything works optimized really well together, so that
This one's supposed to have an operating system that actually operates now.
The other one refused to operate.
Well, I'm just talking about you couldn't use it for anything other than PS4 activities. Where it had the capability where you could open it up to get online, use it as your server as well as your PS4, that sort of thing.
Ah, I see. Gotcha.
Now it's breaking out into more of a tower computer.
But they'll always be that way. It's like you could do it, but it's like it's always optimized for playing games. It's like even PlayStation, Sony has always said, like, because like Xbox, the last Xbox was all like, hey, it's going to be your media thing, man. You can do whatever you want, you can do all this stuff like that. And then it was like, okay, cool, man. You can play your old games on it, and people are like, old games are great. That's awesome. But give us some new exclusives, and they're like,
we're not gonna do that.
But now, Xbox with them having bought, they bought like a lot of companies, or at least are trying to. They're like, hey, we're gonna buy Bethesda. Cool, that's ours now. We're gonna buy like whatever the guys who made Fallout New Vegas, an RPG. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like they've been buying like just a bunch of companies and saying like, hey, now you're our company, now you can make our games. And they're like, hey, cool, thanks guys. So yeah, it looks like you can play crossplay, but I got my flight stick, so hopefully you're really good with you fight me with the flight stick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gonna be like this, and I'll be like,
yeah. as often as I play video games, I'm gonna be looking at my controller and be like, which one's X?
Okay. Wait a minute here.
Where's the triangle?
How can you, man of Vertigo,
I know, right?
Play a video game, first person shooter video game, but you can't play one on the computer?
Yeah, good question, Adam. Let me answer that. So for some reason, my entire video game life, which it's been since the inception of video games, I'm older than y'all. I don't play them often, and I do get sick at first person shooter games. But for some reason, flying has always been the exception. I've always been able to play flying games, and that's the only one.
That is an obvious exception because you're always high, baby, so you can fly.
I don't get it.
Set
is that a
and is that, spike?
Is that a lightsaber reference?
Yeah, it's a lightsaber.
Yeah, it has to do with lightsabers. Lightsabers.
So couldn't you like just pretend that
apply?
So
how was that?
Like
zombies are actually.
It's probably fluid. Flying is fluid, and walking is not.
I don't know what it is.
It's probably something to do with that.
So I would like to try. Something at one point in time. There's lots of first-person shooters where you can fly things, like Battlefield. You can fly planes and stuff like that. And I'm just like, so here you go. Like, I'll run around, get in a plane, and start flying, and then hand it to you and see if anything happens. And then as soon as you crash, and then you're back to first person, you start running, going, you just start throwing up all over yourself. Like, oh, cool.
When you do a podcast trying to make me throw up.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
You can do it right here. Like, Adam and Dave go like this, and me and Dave too will go like this, and we'll all get off to the side. We'll sway back and forth.
Right, right. Mickey put on like a anti-motion sickness.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed until just a couple days ago.
told you the last time we tried to get you to play a video game.
Yeah.
Maybe I tried it and didn't work.
Could be.
It's just classic Mickey. He's like, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. He just yelled. Christine! Computer don't work! did you turn it on?
Did you plug it off? Unplug it and plug it back in.
My last problem, online getting online problem with you guys was, in fact, user error.
I'm blown away.
Right. Yeah, weird. I know. I'm really full of revolutions.
Hey, what'd you do in Wisconsin, in Iowa last night or yesterday?
I didn't go because
son of a bitch. What the fucking cat?
What the hell is there? What is the screen?
All right, check this out. We just got him shaved.
Yes, you did.
You shave your pussy off.
You forgot to shave the first part though. Get that head too. That's just such a weird fucking cat.
That's my little buddy. She's hanging on the computer.
Whoop! There he goes. That was my cat's fault. That was cat error.
Cat error.
Cat knocked him out.
User.
Okay. What else is going on in the world? Oh, I want to tell you guys about a show I watch. I started watching HBO. It's on HBO. Room 104. Anybody watch any of those yet?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
It's on HBO. It's basically just a different version of, like, The Twilight Zone. They're all just separate episodes. You could jump into any one you want. And there are kind of weird things that happen that revolve around this motel, the Room 104. It's interesting. I watched one today, though, that I really liked. That was, the entire episode was told in dance. There was, like, no dialogue. And I really wanted to talk and be like, hey, what do you think happened? Let's talk about the metaphors. But then I was like, nobody would watch this. It's 30 minutes of dance. Nobody wants to watch this with me.
Ryan would.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to work HBO.
That sounds interesting to me, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. I skipped a few of them because they're sad, but the rest of them seem interesting. So if you need something to do and you got HBO, Room 104, it's on like season like 5 now, so they've been around for a while.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like a Black Mirror situation where you can watch any episode in any order, right?
Yep, as far as I know, I'm 6 episodes in, and so far, it doesn't matter what you do. It's possible they'll like stream a few of them together, but right now, no.
Yep.
Sounds dumb.
Cool.
It's interesting. I've been watching them because they're easy to digest. But I do find myself like stopping my game more and watching it more, which is a problem. I like things to be on the side, but when they get too interesting, I have to watch them. So I don't know if I like that.
Is it animated in any way?
No. It actually says on the front, we refuse to ever show anything that's animated because animation is for 4-year-olds. I was like, okay, cool.
Chris has actually got the toggle that turns off anime so that he doesn't ever have to see it.
Sure.
Yeah, we got the motion control shit. He's got the non-animation.
Yep. And hey, you guys know me, right? I'm a realist. Yep. And I'm a humble guy. I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Ryan's not here, but Ryan mentioned the other day, he said, "What are you watching? I think that show's just porn for women." I was like,
Outlander.
And I can say without a doubt that show is basically just porn for women. It's interesting, it's kind of fun, but honestly, after the second season, I was like, just tell me the plot points, I'll be done with the show. I don't need to watch all the long gazes and the romantic trysts and such. So I'm done after 2 seasons, but I know what happened because I read the rest of the Wikipedia pages.
Exactly. So that's what you're like, I just want to know what happens. I don't really care about it.
Exactly. After a while, you're like, I don't need this anymore. But it was fun. It was, right. If you need something to do and you're like, don't have a job, do it.
It brings up a question for me about another show that I consider porn for women. What is the attraction with women to Arrow?
Arrow, the TV show?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Dave too. What is your attraction to Arrow?
Like every woman watches Arrow.
Well, probably the shirtless salmon ladder he's always doing in season one.
Hey, man, they can come over to my house. They'll see me doing shirtless pull-ups all day long. What do you mean I'm not the same?
But you think you're fat.
That's true. No, I know.
I know.
Yeah, it's probably that. There's a lot of shirtless dudes rolling around. Yeah, but episode 2 of Room 104 had James Vanderbeek in it. He was starring in his glory. It's pretty fun to watch. The Dawson do his shit again.
The Beak?
Wait, not James Vanderbeek. Yeah, that's him, right? The Dawson?
Yeah,
he was there. It was good.
Right. I would have drowned Pacey in that creek.
That's right. And he gets pretty violent in this episode, too. It's pretty good.
So there's a show that's an anthology series like you're talking about that I haven't watched, and it looks interesting. It's called Soulmates. It's on AMC. Basically, it's set in like the near future, so like 15 years in the future, and this company comes up with a test that can determine your soulmate with 100% accuracy. Wow. So basically, then it falls like, do you go take the test? If you're married, do you go? Do you want to know if this person is your soulmate, or are you just happy enough? But then it feels like it gets into all kinds of weird situations where it could go like all kinds of places where it's like, oh man, it's like I took the test without telling you, and then you're like, fuck you, blah blah blah, it's like, and then. You know, is it a twist that they you really are the soulmate, but I like you could be someone's soulmate, but they might not be yours.
Yeah, it'd be messed up too if you found out your soulmate was like of the same sex you're not attracted to. You're like, shit, right. You're my soulmate, but I'm not physically attracted to you, but you're my soulmate.
Right, because whatever the log line is, like your soulmate is the person you will love the most more than anyone else. A soulmate isn't someone who's going to fix you. It's a person you will feel love for the strongest and it's undeniable. But does that mean true happiness, or is that person the best for you? Yeah, so it's very interesting. Like, it's like you love someone, but they're not good for you. Like, they actually bring out the worst in you. So.
I wonder in that situation, if somebody said, and like it was true, that somebody was like, you will love this person more than anybody in the world. If you could eventually come to find yourself attracted to them, even if they're of the sex you're not attracted to.
Right. Like, you what know? If they're like, yeah, they're like, they have everything you like to do. Like, there's some guy who's all like, hey, cool, what's up, man? He just loves running and loves this. And it's like, you know
money
what?
Money and blowjobs?
You know, knows all kinds of stuff. He's like, you know, knows all about Paradox games. He knows all this other cool shit. And you're like, wow, you know what? We have so much in common. We know so much. And it's just like, I'm so comfortable with you. And it's just... But love, that's the cool thing, is like, it just says love. It doesn't have to be like sexual love.
Right.
It doesn't have to be any of that, which is very interesting. Like, right. It can go lots of places. It's open-ended enough where you can go lots of interesting places.
Hmm. Soulmate doesn't imply sexual
right.
interest.
Right.
No, but if you're going to, I guess you don't have to marry a soulmate. Right. But okay. So if you're, there would be a lot of issues there, I think, though. Like,
right, exactly.
With,
like
with your spouse,
you say, like, hey, yeah. This is my soulmate. This is my wife.
Yeah,
and you're like,
you could find your soulmate being your best friend, something that you're spending all your time with outside of your romantic relationship.
Right, and then your wife's like, "But we're supposed to be best friends." You're like, "Man, we're like second best friends." We're like, "I'm not supposed to be second to anybody."
It's almost like you have somebody so close in your life, you just let them live in your basement for a better part of their life.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be cool.
Spend all your time with them, even though you're married. You know, that kind of guy.
True.
Like, yeah,
that's cool.
Except for, like, then when they ask and you have to truly say, no, man, you're my best friend compared to, no, man, you're my best friend. And then your wife gets mad because that's what happens. It's true. I've been getting into a lot of fights with Amy this week. I'm doing my best. But everything in her world is very like, I hate that guy. I love that guy. I hate that guy. I love that guy. And I'm like, you never even met that motherfucker. How do you hate that person? Like, there's a lot of absolutes. Like, I believe this, and this is the way. And I'm like, are you a Mandalorian? Is this the way?
It's funny because I use it all the time. I say, like Tiffany will say something. I was like, do not speak in set absolutes. Only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Yeah, but she doesn't take that as fun as I do.
No, she does not take that as fun. Yeah, because I was like, only a Sith speaks in absolutes.
Yeah. Mm. All right, good times.
Dave, what about more Netflix shows are coming out, though?
They actually canceled Netflix. I think I got to the end of Netflix, so...
You got to the end of Netflix?
Yeah, so I'm happy if they have something else.
Well, what's going in development?
What's
that? What are all the holiday shows?
Sorry.
No, the one thing I saw that was going in development again is Ubisoft is going to try this whole live-action Assassin's Creed thing again, except they're going to make it a TV series and not a movie.
Sense. Yeah.
It just gives them a little more freedom.
Yes, it gives you a lot more freedom to do a lot more things. And, I mean, games, you can play a game for 80 hours and get backstory and story like that. It's like a movie, cool. It's great and bombast, but it's 2 hours. Yeah.
I agree. Howard Johnson's right.
So I saw that.
I did see that Apple TV, I believe, has stolen all our holiday specials. Is that what happened?
All the Peanuts
movies.
They stole them all. So luckily, I'll never have to watch another one again.
No more. It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Or Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I know.
Or but...
you blockhead.
Oh yes, you blockhead. What about that show called Star Trek Discovery?
Fun show.
It was a fun show.
I heard that show sucks.
Really?
Nope.
What about a cat? There's a cat in it, Adam. It's pretty cool.
It's true. There is a cat.
I think it's a real cat.
It's definitely a real cat.
It is a real cat.
It's definitely a real cat.
They had a behind-the-scenes thing with that cat.
With holographic cat, right? They haven't come out with a new season?
Yeah, they're on season 3.
Episode 3 dropped today. I haven't watched it yet.
I said it's new, right?
Yeah, see? Good. Adam, right there. Get to know Grudge the Cat.
It's true. I watched that. It was only a minute long.
I'm going to have to get Amazon Prime just because I'm talking on this podcast with you guys.
No, you don't. Well, yeah. That's one thing I don't... Well, I can share it with you. Just don't buy anything.
Just don't buy anything. All of a sudden, it's like, man, there's a lot of fucking discs coming.
Why do I need all these discs?
I don't buy discs on Amazon. I just win those.
That's true.
You don't need to buy that shit when you win.
That's my feeling. That's my feeling. But did you? I did see that Amazon, like, is in court reiterating the fact that you do not own anything you buy. Digital wise, you just get to use it forever, but you don't own it. Which is kind of just a matter of like nuance. It doesn't really matter as long as you could always watch it, right?
Access it. Yeah, right. If you have access, who cares?
Well, unless, the big thing is if you own something, when you die you can pass it on.
That's true.
If you don't, if you die now, you cannot pass on, technically you can't pass on your rights, but to get around it you could set up other people's rights on there, like I had Tiffany's rights, could have Griff right, and so on and so forth. You could get around it by making it so everyone has rights to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it just
pass on your password and login.
Yeah, it's a court case, but it honestly feels like a ridiculous one. Like, I understand that you want to own something, but owning something and be able to use something forever is effectively the same thing, you know?
So let me ask, you're talking about Amazon, right?
Yeah, anything you buy on Prime. So
if I buy music, or if I buy videos, or if I buy movies on Prime, am I allowed to download that to a different format?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know for sure, but I think so.
I mean, can I put that on a disc and put it in my DVD library?
I don't know. Yeah. Legally, can you do that, are you asking? I don't know about that. That's a good question. Because you could download it to, like, your iPad and, like, keep it there, and then from there you could transfer it as a file, but I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah.
You own that file. I mean, my example is I use Spotify a lot, and on Spotify I have a membership to Spotify, a pay membership, so I can create my own music, manipulate however I want. And there's, you know, when I download it to my phone, it puts a copy of that image on my phone, but I still need Spotify to view that copy of that image.
Yeah, that's a good question, because if you owned it, in theory, you could download it to a disc and then resell it to somebody else. But if you don't own it, you probably can't do that. So there is some legalese there, but I think it's going to be more of
the... I wonder if that's what they're talking about in court right now, too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be more of the exception than the rule, but yeah, I'm sure. Either way, whatever. It doesn't float my gravy boat.
You're not recording a movie you download on these different services in case, you know, the apocalypse happens and you need your DVDs again?
No, when the apocalypse happens, I'll just rely on... I won't be watching fucking DVDs because it's the apocalypse. I need my generator power for something else.
I'll be building my place up on the top of a bridge. So there's only certain ways up.
Cut the supports! Cut the supports! Not all the supports, right, Adam! God damn it!
Wait, what?
He's so But look what I did. So cool.
I thought I read that game got that update for Halloween 2, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's just a zombie game. So they're like, Halloween, zombies, you should play it.
Zombies.
Right, yeah, I would be surprised at that. I know they keep updating stuff and putting more stable versions out and stuff like that, and like updating and being like, okay, cool.
Alpha 19.2.3 experiment is out.
Just the fact that they still call it alpha after like 5 years. They're like, yeah, we're still in alpha. Are you ever going to get to beta and then release? Nah, we're just still in alpha.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
They've done a lot, like a series of updates in the last month. They did one on the 16th, the 22nd, and the 30th.
Do you guys think Mickey would get sick from that game?
I think he would probably...
Can you play in third person? I can't remember. Can you toggle the third person camera?
Yeah, you can. You can in the raft, too.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever played in third person? Does that fuck you up too, Mickey?
It depends on the game. The older games with third person, it's a lot different than newer games with third person.
I thought you were going to say. Sense. It depends on the game. If I feel like playing with you, it doesn't. But if I don't feel like playing with you, it really fucks me up.
I mean, there is that aspect. But no. It's more of it's the development of the game. The graphics are just so much different now that third person is more realistic than what it used to be. So it's tougher for me to play newer games with third person, yes.
Okay. Mm.
Maybe you used to be able to do it. As long as I could follow my guy, I used to be able to play, play it, but that maybe if I grew up with video games. Hey, bitch, I was getting sick to 007 GoldenEye.
I think you should have been like 5 years younger for that. That might have worked out for
you. Well, that's the first time I got good enough graphics to get sick.
Like, how are you getting sick? Like, that was like the graphics are all smeared because they didn't want to show it. Like, they're going to show like 8 polygons per character. They just like they smeared it so it looked like, hey, it's curved surface. I was like, no, it's just smeared. It's like someone put Vaseline all over the.
The only thing I can do is snipe people. Anything more than that, I'm throwing up.
Good times.
I can see him walking, trying to kill somebody. Oh, I almost got him, guys.
I would like to ask, how are you all dealing with your children tomorrow during or Saturday during the world of COVID? What you doing? Doing anything special or just doing regular stuff? Or tell me your plans.
Well, Chris, I'd like to start. My daughter's having a bonfire with 6 of her friends, and my son will be playing video games in North Carolina.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Mickey. Who's next?
All right. Hey, with that said, I'm out of here. I only had you till 10:30 today, so
what
I got to take off, guys.
Fuck? What the fuck? Wait a minute.
Where are you going?
You tell her to wait up for you, God damn it! You'll wear the mask this time. Or the helmet.
The helmet.
Yeah, 2 more. All right. Give me 5 minutes, then.
All right.
5 minutes,
Mickey,
or 2 minutes.
That's true.
He's real old too. He's just like fall. He's gonna fall asleep.
D2, to answer your question, it's been a couple weeks. So.
Oh, so I 2 minutes.
I got a couple in me.
So it's 5 minutes warm up.
No. I'm just saying 5 minutes to get it done twice.
Stretch. Let's see. Stretch. Bam, bam. Yeah, that checks out. All right, man. We'll see you later. I'm glad you showed up. See ya. Fuck that guy.
What was that guy?
I'm so old. What are you guys? You going out with the kids? Or are you doing something special? Or something interesting? Or no?
We might try a couple of the drive through things during the day. Like, I don't think we're going to do Target, but high school is doing some sort of theatrical drive through. using their drama club is doing. You know, like scenes or something like that. I don't know. So we might try that.
Drama kids are cool.
We might try the community center one. It's with that many people, we just don't know. And then I think we might go and see the parent, you know, the grandparents, but I think the plan is just to stay home.
Interesting. So. Okay. Well, we're going out, probably through Osseo, just to about 30 houses. Just kind of stay distant. Throw the candy in the fucking bucket, you know, and then make sure the candy is all nice and good before we eat it. But nothing special. Just pretty much the same thing as usual. Just a little more precautions.
What are you doing, man? Come on.
He's got something going on at school tomorrow, but we'll probably deal with the 3 houses around us who also have kids. And that's it. So.
Okay.
Just distance.
I mean, a lot of people with extra candy this year.
Distance. we're gonna go over to. Tiffany's friends is having a little thing, and I mean, Griff was, you know, before he went to school, was in like daycare and stuff with them, so they were already in the group of people that they see on a daily basis for a long time. So. We're gonna go over there. Just let them run around. Captain America, Black Panther, you know those guys jumping around, kicking each other in the chest, shit like that.
Yeah. I should say all of our plans are dependent on getting our test results. We all got tested today. my mom apparently is positive. She got a positive result today. So we went and tested. And it's the spit test, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
3-year-olds don't know how to fucking spit, man. Oh, yeah. I'm like, spit. They're like, tuh. I'm like, no, like, drool. Like, I'm showing him how to drool. He's like, that was hilarious. He's like, what are you doing? Like, just drool. Like, and they can't make themselves drool. So we'll see. I mean, if we're positive, we're probably, you know, obviously we'll make changes and shit. But hopefully everything's still okay and we'll just hit our houses like we normally do.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, because it was funny, like, you texted, and I was like, okay, cool, that's no problem, whatever, we'll make whatever happen. Tiffany's like, oh man, but you hang out with Chris all the time. I'm like, man, I've been hanging out with 2 weeks, man. Yeah, it's like we've literally been distanced for 2 weeks because it's been cold as fuck 2 weeks ago. Like no one is going outside.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if you guys have been over to that place. It's in Brooklyn Park, right behind kind of P.F. Chang's, or Circuit City, not Circuit City, but...
Are you talking about the Park Nicollet over there?
No. It was like a Staples or something like that. So there's a Cub and a Target, and you keep going further over towards 81, and... it's that little shopping center in there. You know, there used to be... It's actually, if you know where the drive-thru used to be before we were born, it's right where that drive-thru used to be before we were born.
Yep.
That fucking place, man, it felt like a end-of-days, like, center. Because it's just big, open, like, big, huge, open area, tables set up, everybody walking around in masks, and, like, handing out vials and stuff. It felt like the place you go just before you die in a movie about pandemics. I was like, dude, throw some color on the walls or something. You're making, if you don't have it and you come here, you'll probably get it just by coming here. It's kind of fucked up, actually. I should have taken some pictures. Yeah, think about that.
They might have some words with you if you do that.
No. Why is that?
HIPAA and everything.
No, as long as you don't take names, you're fine.
Doesn't matter. You are free to take a picture any place you want. It's not a private residence. And even then, you are free to take pictures unless they tell you not to. That's the First Amendment, baby. Carry guns.
Carry guns. That's true.
And speech and guns. You know, speech and guns.
Nope. But those are the only two. The first two. We actually have two amendments.
Yeah, there's no more. What are the other ones? Fucking right to assemble? Fuck that. There ain't none of that shit.
That's part of the First Amendment, though. That's a problem.
No, there's only two. That's what I said. Oh, I think one is don't covet your neighbor's wife. Isn't that one?
Right. There's like shit like speedy trial and shit like that. And you're like, speedy trial?
Right to representation or something? Or what's
like
the one that...
Speedy trial is because people are fallible and have bad memories. Mm-hmm. Is literally why we have a speedy trial. And then they're like, yeah, this trial is going to take place on, I don't know, 12 months now. Speedy is what?
You can stay in jail till then. Isn't there one of the amendments that counts African Americans or Black Americans as 3/5 of a person? Isn't that one of the amendments or something? Or... Is that the original?
Yeah, that's one of those.
That's right. The original, right? That's OG America.
Right. But I wouldn't expect anything less from anyone, like people who cherry pick what they want from the Bible to also cherry pick what they want from the Constitution.
That's true.
It's like, oh, cool. It's like we just pick what we want. And then we pick what we want here. It's like this. There's only two amendments. And then there's and the Bible, there's like the four commandments.
Don't worry about the rest of them. Adultery, you can do that. Don't worry about it. Just say you're sorry, you're fine.
Fuck it. Don't worry about it.
All right, let's get off that. Don't say it, Adam. Don't say it, Adam. He's holding himself down. Anything else? What else is going on? What else is in the world that's interesting me?
Well, I found this interesting. Remember when they were just like, oh, cool, we're going to, you know, do the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League and stuff. And they're like, okay, cool. It's like, yeah, I got most of the footage done. Don't worry about it. It's not going to cost much anything. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to put like $20 million into it. No problem. They're saying it could be upwards of $70 million extra that they're putting into this shit.
And then did they just like say Jared Leto's going to be in it as the Joker?
Jared Leto is going to be in it.
So he's got to shoot new shit.
Joe Manganiello as Slade Wilson.
Deathstroke. Yeah.
Yep. It's just like, these aren't reshoots. This is a new movie.
Right. He's going to have enough footage. Like, I think it's going to be bumped up from 4. I wouldn't be surprised if they get it to like 6 episodes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then they basically start, because HBO has all the DC properties already. They can do like... What if they make their own, like, they basically, like, backdoor version of, like, now they can go, like, hey, man, we're going to make some characters, and we're going to have our own DCEU. We'll have a couple movies come out, whatever, but a lot of it's already going to be on HBO. They've already put so much work into that that they've already got, like, stopping, just like, hey, let's make a show that uses a lot of sets and a lot of stuff like this. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's true. It's the world dividing up into... Oh, fuck, that's true. And then we got our first... Technically, I mean, it's not... You could argue YouTube Red died right. first, but our first streaming service that died... We loved you. We hated you. Goodbye, Quibi.
I know. 10 months. 10 months.
10 months. $2 billion, and Quibi's gone.
Yeah. I wonder what they're gonna do with all this stuff, because there's stuff on there that I kind of wanted to watch. Like, I wanted to watch like the Reno 911 stuff. I think that stuff would be funny. Just give me a different place to watch it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll sell it, give the money back to the investors or something. Somebody will buy that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Somebody will buy that. Netflix will buy it or something. Then there you go.
For sure.
Because, I don't know if we talked about, me and Amy watched the Borat movie, the second Borat movie.
Yeah, I watched it.
It was kind of fun. I really liked what the daughter did. It wasn't, you know, those aren't my amazing movies, but I thought it was fun. He did some fun stuff and things happened, but I didn't... and then I didn't know Amazon paid $80 million for that show, which is...
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, and you don't have to, like, buy it. It's just free. So it's just... It's $80 million perk for being an Amazon Prime member.
Yep. Yeah. What did I see that was so gross? Basically, if... I'm saying, like, if Jeff Bezos... the money he's made since, whatever, March 26th, when everything was determined, pandemic, to, like, now, or it was a couple weeks ago or whatever, he would have enough money to give every employee of Amazon $105,000, and he would have the same amount as he did, whatever that would be, 10, so 7 months ago.
Can you imagine?
Give every employee $105,000, and he'd have the same amount of money he had 10 months ago.
Can you imagine the amount of company, like, loyalty you would buy if you said,
right?
Everybody employed by Amazon gets $100,000 as a Christmas bonus this year. We know COVID's been hard. Here's $100,000. I mean, not only would you get public support, people would be like, shit, but and then other people would be like, I want to work for Amazon just in case. And then everybody who works for Amazon would be like, I love Amazon.
Like, I mean, you're doing with a lot of people in, like, the shitty jobs, the warehouse and all that stuff, right? And where's that money go? It pays bills and it buys shit, which it would be an inflated boost to the economy, but it would move, like, actual stuff, because the money would be moving from sitting in a guy's bank account doing next to nothing to people who are instantly going to spend it, and money moving is what pushes economies,
and a lot of that's going to be on their local economies that get boosted because of it. Yeah, man,
right?
Come on, Jeff, do the right thing. I know you're getting some other some other podcasts are telling you to do other things, but listen to us. We're telling you, we don't got a skin in the game. We don't work for Amazon. Nobody works here for Amazon, or do we? But you just give us $100,000, man. Come on, you can do it.
Like, but I buy shit. We buy shit, so dumb stuff from Amazon all the time.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Last night I got up to the bathroom and just broke the toilet handle. I'm like, God damn it, son of a bitch. And then they'd be like, well, all right, I could go to the hardware store and get it, or I could, oh, cool.
It'll be here tomorrow? Cool, here. Yeah. Yeah, they had, was it Prime Day or Tech Prime Day or something, like 2 weeks ago
something
or
like
3 weeks
yeah.
ago or
yeah.
something? And I was like, I don't need this, but it is $9 and it's normally $40, so now every room in the house has an Alexa Dot, so...
Yep. Yeah, we have them everywhere.
Every single fucking room does now. And now you can be like, hey, Alexa. Hang on, I gotta wait for it to go away. Fucking go away.
Alexa.
I can say, hey, A word, play music everywhere. And then the music plays every room, and you're like, yeah!
Yeah, what was it like? Yeah, it was one day, I was like, oh man, we need to get some light bulbs. And I was like, oh, I could get all fucking sweet LED ones I can turn on. So I was like, I'll buy like 8 of them. So I'm like putting them all in everywhere. And I'm just all like, check this out, this is great. And I'm just like, turn on and off the lights and like turn up and out, like down the luminosity and stuff.
Yeah, Adonis still, with more regularity than Amy, can say, Alexa, turn on the living room light. It does. And so tonight she tried, she was like, awawa, turn on the movie, and it worked! It fucking worked! But as a side note, hang on, as a side note, what do you guys have a loyalty to Band of Batteries that you buy? Do you care Duracell, nope. Energizer? Nope. You just get whatever's cheapest.
Yeah, yeah.
Real Dave, bad. Looks like you have my brand.
These things are like $8 for you have, like a bunch of 9 volts.
Oh, like you got my brand too. Yeah, Amazon fine batteries.
Basics.
75% of the geeks next door right now are rocking Amazon batteries.
I'm rocking Target brand right now.
Like, I just got 50 batteries for. Yeah,
$8. It's like $9. Like, I don't think I ever pay more than like $10.
It's
like,
cheap, man.
Because I know cheap. It was because Christmas time last year, I know we were setting up something for Griff because it's like he got like a car, you know, like just one of those cars that drives all over the place. And I was setting it up and I was like, fuck, it was the middle of the night. And I was like, oh shit, dude, we don't have D batteries. This fucking, god damn it. And then I had to go out in the middle of the night and find a gas station on Christmas Eve.
I remember you telling us like, about that
four,
last
and
year.
I was like, and I was like, fucking, I spent like $22 on four batteries. And I'm just like, god damn it.
Yeah.
So then, so I made a thing. I was like, all right. And I said, what are we putting in the every 6 month thing that Amazon's just going to randomly do? I'm like, you know what? We always need batteries and having extra
bulbs.
Toilet paper doesn't matter.
Light bulbs,
and
toilet paper.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. So every 6 months, if they just send me these things and I get 15% off because it's a whatever, it's on a schedule, I'm like, cool. So now we have a shit ton of batteries in the house because.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm guessing what we're saying is, I think we've done enough advertising for Avnos. So Jeff, give everybody at Amazon and us $100,000 for Christmas. You can add Ryan. He's not here, but you can add him.
Don't give him anything.
No. See, what you do is give everyone here $100,000 and then send $25,000 extra to each of us, and then we'll put it in an envelope and we'll give it to Ryan as if it's from us.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
They'd be like, Ryan, we got a little something, you know.
Oh.
Because we know the Japanese are going to throw you to the wolves.
No, apparently he's got his contract extended through January, so he's still going.
Oh, lucky him.
Well, it's fucked up because he's got like 3 offers or something already. He's like, well, you know, I got 3 other offers, but, you know, the Japanese has been good to me. I've already memorized the Japanese national anthem, so I might as well just stick it out for a little while longer. Yeah. All right. I have enjoyed our time this evening. Have you guys have anything else to say, or should we call it there?
I'm good. I think we got. All right.
Yeah, Adam. Where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, have you checked us out on Facebook? We got a little thing there at the Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And drop us an email at geeksnextdoor.ftw, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
Flawless as usual. Cool, that's it for our Halloween episode. We'll be back next year for another Halloween episode. God damn, we've done so many of these. We need like new friends or something. We should get a new friend in here. Nikki doesn't count, he's old news.
Old news.
Everybody have a safe and happy Halloween. It's somebody's birthday. It was Dan's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Dan. And then, Mom, hope you feel better. Hope this COVID goes quick, and then we all do other stuff. So that's it. Everybody have a good night. Say your last words, and let's be done.
Bye.
Bye.